So, this is it, huh? My best friend is finally becoming a man. You've been going out on dates. With a girl, even. Well, other than me. Not that those were dates. We did do stuff together, like go to the movies or play some football down at the park or just spend the day together watching TV and playing video games. But we're just friends. Sure, I'm a girl and your friend, but that doesn't really make me your girlfriend, right? Well, I'm happy for you, either way. It sounds like things are getting serious between the two of you. I heard that her parents are out of town next weekend. I don't want to get your hopes up, but that could be a fun night for you. You guys have gone out a few times, and you've been doing the entire lovey-dovey thing everywhere, especially at school. Kind of gross if you ask me, but whatever. I think at this point there's a reasonable chance she wants your dick. Yes, she's had a little more experience than you. Maybe a lot, depending on who you ask, but I'm not one to be spreading vicious rumors. When the time comes to get naked with her, I just hope you have better luck than your first go with other athletic endeavors. You're kidding, right? God, you suck and you know it. At least your first time through. Remember when we were kids and you climbed your first tree? Yeah, I had to help you back down. You were scared out of your fucking mind. And I was riding a bicycle long before you and had to show you how to do it properly before you killed yourself. Couldn't even play football properly without my help. Yeah. Good luck with this girl and I. Sex doesn't seem that hard, but I suppose you'll be your typical nervous self and end up making a mess of it. Well, sorry. I don't think it's gonna work for me to be on the date with you tonight to give you pointers. Don't panic. You know, just because I won't be there doesn't mean I can't give you a tip or two now. I guess it's the least I can do. It's not like we've seen much of each other lately with you and her getting so serious. If you do things right next weekend, you'll probably be so busy hooking up with her in the future you won't have time for me anymore. But it's a sacrifice I'd be willing to make to see my best friend happy. At least if being with her is what makes you happy. You definitely look like it. So, let's get to work on getting you ready for your big date. First things first, we need to do something about kissing. Yes, I know you've kissed her before. You do it all the time between classes. But you're so all over the place with that, like, a puppy dog licking someone's face. It's more than a little embarrassing to watch. Hey, don't get mad. I'm just telling you this for your own good. You do want to impress her, right? And hopefully end up doing her, right? Okay, good. So, let's work on your kissing. Start off by showing me how you kiss her. On what? On me, stupid! Look, I may not be the girly girl type, but I'm still a girl. You seem to keep forgetting that. I'm also your friend. I won't be afraid to tell you if you suck at kissing and tell you how to fix it. We drink from the same bottle all the time, so we've swapped saliva before, so that's not the problem. This is pretty much the same thing, just a little more direct. So just kiss me, dumbass. Not bad, but kind of timid. Just like at how you are with everything. Some of it may be weird because you're kissing me, I know. Just don't sweat it. You know, I'm kind of weirded out, too. Let's just try it again. But, like, longer this time. With more intensity. There. That's better. Now, let's move on to more advanced stuff. Have you ever taken off a girl's bra before? Are you gonna blush like this when you're with her? Jesus, if you can't even answer the question, I think I know what my answer is. Okay, I guess I know what we have to work on next. What? Just taking off my shirt. It's the only way you'll be able to get out my bra properly. I mean, I could put one around a pillow and show you that way, but something tells me that this is a bit more practical. And you used to see me topless all the time when we were kids, before these boobs became an issue. So just reach around behind me and try to work the clasp. It's a lot more complicated for you than it is for me. It's just, let me lean in a bit. Come on, it's not that hard. Just, yeah, there you go. Yes, I had to take the bra off. Because I knew you'd do this the first time you see a real pair of tits. You'd look away and get all embarrassed. This isn't the kind of thing that's going to impress that girlfriend of yours. So, it's okay to stare at my chest, even if I did give you shit for it sometimes in the past. I know mine aren't as big as hers, but use your imagination. Well, your imagination and your hands. You're planning on touching her, right? When you do, you don't want to be fumbling around or squeezing too hard or something lame like that. You could ruin the mood and the fun real fast. So, since you're not cooperating at all, I'm just gonna grab your hands and get you started. Well, now you're doing the opposite of what I was afraid of. You're not doing anything with your hands, even though I have them squeezed up against my breast. It's okay to let your hands close over them and squeeze them. Gently, though. They're not footballs, although I don't mind too much if you play with them. Especially the nipples. Here, use your thumbs on them. Yeah, like a video game controller, if that helps. Now, you keep doing that while I undo your pants. No, seriously. Trust me, I can tell you're sporting some serious wood now. Maybe too much. Let's face it, you're a little too excitable. At least when playing or watching sports or when playing video games. You like to go off. Well, half-cocked. I kind of suspect that you're going to go off fully cocked as soon as you feel a girl's hand around your dick and probably splatter yourself all over. Not sexy. So, let me just see what happens if this thing sees some air and if it feels my hand around it. Maybe you won't come at a girl's touch, but if you do, let's not have you find out with your girlfriend on your big night. Just try not to shoot all over me, okay? I hear that stuff is way hard to get out of clothing. I better not risk it. Let me just take off my jeans and boxers. I don't want you to splooge all over them, because that'd be kind of hard to explain to my mom on laundry day. You don't want me to ruin my favorite jeans with your cum, do you? This'll be another good test. You know, I'll bet a lot of virgins blow their load at the first sight of a girl's pussy. Okay, you handled seeing your first non-internet pussy, okay? So, let's see how you handle getting handled, then. You don't mind if I keep this thing pointed away from me, just in case, do you? Don't flinch. A girl, especially your girlfriend, might take that the wrong way. It's just my hand. Maybe it's not as soft as your girlfriend's. I've never had a manicure or painted my nails or anything. But it's still a girl's hand. And you didn't come as soon as I touched you, or when my hand closed around it completely, which is good. But maybe my being your best friend is keeping you from getting too excited. You know, since you don't look at me sexually at all. So, let me just stroke it a little to compensate. Just gently, up and down. I'm impressed. Thought it would be all over for you by now. You might actually last until you're inside your girlfriend. But let's try a little more visual stimulation and see how you do. Just don't tell anyone I let you see this, okay? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm rubbing my pussy. You think I never do stuff like that? I thought maybe if I did naughty things in front of you, it'd be a good test of your ability to not blow your load prematurely. I mean, she'd talk if you did. You know, I have heard about some of her many, many other guys she's been with. So, oh, fuck. So watching me rub my pussy while I rub your cock is actually for your own good. I'm not getting any personal pleasure out of it. Well, not much. Oh, fuck. Well, since you've lasted this long, maybe there is one last thing I can show you. She's gonna expect you to get on top of her when the time comes. But I know you, and you're probably going to screw that part up and, you know, put your hand on her stupidly long hair or accidentally near in the stomach. So maybe I should let go of your cock and just lie back here, still rubbing my pussy. And you can try to get on top of me without causing any real damage. Just to practice on your girlfriend, you know? I wouldn't be a very good best friend if I didn't let you practice getting on top, would I? Come on, you can do it. Carefully, just move on top of me. I don't have long hair to watch out for, but try not to put your hands or knees or anything else where it doesn't belong. Stuff like that could screw up your first time, and as your best friend, it's my duty to help you get laid and lose your virginity. So just keep going. Hey, you did it. Congratulations. You're all on top of me and shit. You managed to do it without blowing your load, too, even when you had to watch me friggin' myself the whole time. Proud of you, dude. But since you're here, you do know that the entire wanting to help you lose your virginity thing can work in a couple ways. You could wait until a big date, which may get delayed. And even if it does happen, maybe something happens that the two of you don't actually do it. But I'm here right now. We're both naked, and we're both kind of horny. I'm maybe not nearly as feminine as your girlfriend, but I have okay breasts and a very wet pussy. You don't seem to be as weirded out by the whole situation as you were at the beginning. So, all I have to do is spread my legs a little bit more, or a lot, and I can stop rubbing myself and use my fingers instead to hold myself open for your cock, which is conveniently just a few inches away. If you felt like putting it in me, I wouldn't tell anyone. Not her friends. Definitely not your girlfriend. You know, it'd be our little secret. Now that we're so close to doing it, do you really want to stop? Yeah, right there. I'm making it as easy for you as I can. Just push the head into my pussy a little, and then I can move my hand away. And then you can... It's about goddamn time. I've been trying to plant the idea of you fucking me for God so long now. Fucking months. But you never seemed to pick up on it. Especially after you started dating her. I thought we should just do it once, you know, just to try it. We both have to have our first time, and I thought it'd be better if ours were with each other. Yeah, of course I'm okay, you big wuss. I just got something in my eye. It's definitely bigger than what I have in my pussy. But maybe if you move it a little, I might still be able to get some enjoyment out of it somehow. Did that piss you off a little? Good. You've become too soft since you started dating her. But it's good to see some of the same old asshole I grew up with return. And if you want to get back at me for implying you had a small cock, then you can fuck me harder with it and see if you can make me regret it. Yeah, that's the spirit. I knew my best friend was still in there somehow. Even better, you're in me now. Your cock deep inside me, fucking me, stretching out my poor little virginal pussy and not being wasted on that slut's tartle twat. I'll bet once you've had mine, hers won't be all that fun anymore. You know? You might even want to come back to me for another try at some point. And, I mean, I guess I'd be willing to try this again. Oh. Yeah. Keep going. Fuck me harder. I don't mind a little workout or a bruise or two. Not like that silly girlfriend of yours. I bet she'll even get upset if you mess up her hair or her makeup. Trelly doesn't even know what sweat is. Well, you're making me sweat and breathe heavy and feel all good inside. Best of all, I don't fuck like a proper little lady. I fuck like a guy with a pussy. Oh, and I'm gonna come like a guy with a pussy too. Not gonna come like a girl, all quiet and stuff. I'll be loud, like when we play video games or watch sports or do anything else. You're never going to forget what fucking me is like, or ever regret it either. You'd have regretted it more if we never did this. No, come in me. Please, don't make me beg for your cum. You know I don't like looking weak in front of you, or even under you. But I do want your cum. Yeah, I need it. If you try to make me beg, I'd do it, but then I'd beat the shit out of you later. So, please, come in me. Come in your best friend's pussy. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking me like that. Yeah, hard and fast. Yeah, come on. Come on, you old bitch. Oh, yes. Come. 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 Wow. You look really stupid when you're coming. I'm sorry, but it's true. I don't mind, but that girlfriend of yours might think you're having a stroke or something. But it's definitely something we could fix with enough work. We just need to give each other a lot more orgasms until you learn to control it a bit better. We can work on your sexual technique, too. You're pretty good, actually, but there's always room for improvement. You're just lucky that you have a friend like me willing to help you with that stuff. Just don't get the idea that I'm gonna go all soft and girly and falling in love with you. Or that I've secretly been in love with you for years. Don't make me laugh. Yeah, but as long as we're just lying here, well, that girl from yours is probably gonna want to cuddle after sex. So maybe we should work on that too.